funny. It's awkward and scary. And obviously the reason that I want to leave is because of what it's doing to my body. But then there's a piece of me, that deep down dark piece of me, that is so in tune with this game. I mean, it's been something that I've done since I was very young, and it's a very large part of who I am and what I am and what I think of on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, it's funny because at the end of every season, I tell myself, that's it. We're done. It's over. Let's get out of the business. And then a month goes by, 2 months go by, and you feel it. It's calling for you. It's that piece of me, that deep, dark piece of me, is calling to play. And it's weird.
You write the book in a way so that you can vent, you can get out some of the nastiness that you experience every season and stay in.
It was giving an aspect of what the NFL truly is to the fan and letting them walk in my shoes and really giving the fans a true aspect of what the NFL really is, rather than the thing that they dream of it to be or this shiny shield that the NFL perceives it as.
You have some, at times, funny categories here as to the types of players. They often will fit into one box or another. One of them is the true believers. You say you're not one of the true believers, although given what you just told me, maybe you really are.
These guys are, they're different. They're a whole nother breed. I mean, they'll live and die and cry, and you could pay them nothing and they dig down deep and kill themselves for it without any second thought. A true believer is a different kind of man.
And that doesn't describe you.
There's a part of this game that I absolutely love, but there's a limit to how far I'll go. I'm soon to be getting there.
Could it be the position you play? I mean, I have heard from some of the greats here in Washington, for example, John Riggins and others, who say, without that O-line, you've got nothing. Is it just that the typical fan doesn't understand that and they're dazzled by the skinny guy who goes out for the pass or the star quarterback, and they don't understand what people on the line have to do and the fact that there would be no beautiful plays without you guys?
The offensive line on an NFL team is probably the worst job you could find in any professional sport.
Get into that a little bit. Why is it so terrible?
Place yourself in the middle of a play where anything you do is either status quo or awful. And that's how we're judged. Placing yourself in the thought of you have to go attack a man that's within 6 inches of your face that probably weighs 20 pounds more than you do, 30 pounds more than you do, and you have to hit him as hard as you can over and over and over and over again. And that's your job. Your job is just to push and displace and prevent, rather than do anything truly productive, or at least perceived to be productive, on film.
And it's not a solace to you or a comfort to you that people who really know football, and that's not all of us, of course, understand that without you guys on that line, nothing else is going to really be accomplished.
We all know that there's people that really understand the game. They know that, but you're still kind of like, all right, now get out of the way. I got to go talk to this receiver.